Good morning. My name is Debbie Delmonico, and this is Nicole. And it's her birthday today, so she's sharing on her birthday. All right. Have you ever had a conversation with someone, and while you're talking to them, you notice a big piece of something stuck in their teeth? The person who looks so pulled together, and suddenly they smile, and you flinch with shock and horror at what you see. Well, if you're anything like me, the first thing that starts going through your mind is, do I tell her? Do I not? Oh my, it's so big and ugly. I can't even concentrate on the conversation. All I can think about is what she had for lunch. Oh, I feel so embarrassed to tell her, but if I don't, that poor girl will continue to stay with that yucky thing in her tooth. How do I tell her? Do I just flat out say that she's got something in her tooth? Or do I casually rub my tooth? Okay, the second scenario. Now that she's on the other foot. You just had the most amazing conversation with a group of women. After chatting for a while, you excuse yourself to the restroom, and you look in the mirror to see that there is a big boogie hanging out of your nose. Thanks, G. As your face turns beet red, you quickly get a tissue and wipe it away, and you wonder why no one told you. Then again, that would have been totally embarrassing if someone had told you. Which is harder? Telling someone that you have a little something on their face, or being told that same thing? Well, both are equally hard for me, but I'm always grateful when someone does bring it to my attention. And although it may be hard to bring it to someone else's, I also try to let them know, hoping that they will appreciate it once the embarrassment wears off. This is kind of like being in an accountability group. You know that you have a group of women who will lovingly encourage you in your struggles and help you to see where sin has taken root. Nicole and I were asked to share a little bit about our accountability group and how it has blessed us. About 4 years ago, the church had a summer women's study and cooking demonstration called Apples of Gold. During that study, we went through a book called Humility by C.J. Mahaney. Nicole was my leader, and chapter 10 really stood out to me. It was called Inviting and Pursuing Corrections. And Mahaney said, sin in its deceptive power so often blinds us, leaving us unaware of flaws that others notice clearly. He went on to tell this story. I'm going to read it because it's good. As I sat with my family at a local breakfast establishment, I noticed a finely dressed man at an adjacent table. His Armani suit and stiffly pressed shirt coordinated perfectly with a power tie. His wingtip shoes sparkled from a recent shine. Every hair was in place, including his perfectly groomed mustache. The man sat alone eating a bagel as he prepared for the meeting. As he reviewed the papers before him, he appeared nervous, glancing frequently at his Rolex watch. It was obvious he had some important meeting to be at. The man stood up, and I watched as he straightened his tie and prepared to leave. Immediately, I noticed a blob of cream cheese attached to his finely groomed mustache. He was about to go into the world, dressed in his finest, with cream cheese on his face. I thought of the business meeting he was about to attend. Who would tell him? Should I? What if no one did? Mahaney goes on to say, do you think you have a clear idea of where pride is at work in your life? Are you certain you have your act together when it comes to humility? Chances are you're like this finely dressed man, perfectly groomed and confident, but with a large blob of cream cheese on your mustache. After hearing this story and reviewing the remainder of the chapter, it got me thinking about my own life. How many sins am I guilty of that are so obvious to the outsider, yet I have overlooked completely? I knew that I needed to be involved with a godly group of women who would call me out on my sin and refine and encourage me to be more like Christ. At that time, I was meeting with a friend from church, but I really felt like we needed a group to keep us accountable. She also agreed that it would be a good idea. I talked to Nicole and asked her if chapter 10 had affected her the way that it had affected me. I asked her if she was involved in an accountability group, and after some time in prayer, God brought a group of women together, whom I affectionately call our cream cheese club. These girls that hold me accountable have a high view of God and live a life that is honoring and pleasing to Him. They challenge me to grow in my walk with God and encourage me to foster a Christ-centered home for my family. This is not to say that these women are perfect and holy in every way. If this were the case, we would not need accountability. Let me ask you, huge blob of cream cheese on your face, would you want someone to lovingly and discreetly come alongside you and let you know? Or would you rather they ignore it and pretend they never even saw it? Meanwhile, the cream cheese would remain on your face so long that it would become moldy and rotten, even growing old and crusty, and it would become a permanent fixture on your face. Okay, I'm over-exaggerating. But this is how I imagine sin can get if it is undealt with. So I'm thankful that I took this scary leap of faith and said, yes, I want to be held accountable by my sisters in Christ. And yes, I will do my best to keep them accountable. I look forward to every meeting with the group. They help me keep a godly perspective on being a wife and a mother, a friend and a daughter. As they share their struggles and encouragement, I am encouraged to grow to be more like Christ. As my sins are revealed, I am no longer walking in darkness, but in light, for light reveals and darkness hides. And 1 John 1, 5-9 says, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If you are not currently in an accountability group, I encourage you ladies to get in one and see how God works in your life. It is truly a blessing. Here's Nicole.